The northern city of Nuadhibu is Mauritania's commercial capital, but its proximity to the Spanish-controlled Canary Islands also makes it a center for illegal immigration in West Africa. Bamba Zumana traveled overland from his home in Mali to join other West Africans trying to make the nearly 1,000 kilometers to the Canary Islands on a small wooden boat. They were turned back to Nuadhibu, but Zumana says he'll try again.
Il n'y a pas de respect, il n'y a personne même qui te convient parce que tu n'as rien, tu prends une décision finale.
Zumana says in his own country no one respects you because you have no money, so he made the final decision to leave for his family. It's a choice between reaching Europe and dying in the ocean. If you die, your family loses. But if you reach Europe, Zumana says, your family wins.
Mais il faut que moi, il faut que je rentre en Europe quand même. Parce que quel que soit le problème, si je retourne au pays...
Some of the people who do not make it to Europe then decide to stay at home, but not Zumana. He says he should be there, but if he does not succeed, he says he's obliged to do his best for his son to reach Europe. The Spanish and Mauritanian governments have stepped up patrols along the coast to stop that illegal immigration. Madrid is helping Nouakchott with an annual budget of nearly $750 million and a small plane to keep watch on immigration routes. Spanish Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation Miguel Ángel Moratinos was the first European foreign minister to visit Mauritanian President Mohamedou Abdelaziz after his election earlier this year. Moratinos announced plans to strengthen development assistance for fishing, agriculture, and health, as well as strategic cooperation on fighting illegal migration, terrorism, and smuggling. Ahmed Ould Kayer runs a non-governmental organization in Nouadhibou that helps illegal immigrants who are waiting to be returned to their home countries. Because most of the people trying to emigrate illegally from Nouadhibou are not Mauritanians, Kayer says they live in the country in secret, making their cases difficult to follow. Kayer says his group's research shows that the number of people trying to get to Europe illegally has fallen by nearly 80% as a result of renewed efforts to secure the coastline. Malian Diara Umaro knows it's a dangerous trip, but he's in Nouadhibou getting ready to go. Umaro says illegal immigrants are paying boatmen between $700 and $1,000 for passage to the Canary Islands. Many of his friends and neighbors died at sea in 2006 and 2007, but he's determined to try.
Tout le monde aime l'Europe parce que l'Afrique maintenant, si tu as travail.
Everyone loves Europe, Umaro says. In Africa now, if you have a job, you're saving money to try to get to Europe. If you don't have money, you take small jobs in construction, and as soon as you have enough money, you try to reach Europe. Because in Europe, Umaro says, you can make a lot of money and come back home. Yaya Sise heads a group of young Malians in Nouadhibou.
Moi, je peux dire ce problème, ça concerne tout le monde. Parce que le pays d'origine, de là-bas, ils ont besoin d'informations.
Sise says illegal immigration is a problem for everyone, for the home countries of migrants, for Mauritania, and for Spain. Sise says people in Mali know nothing about the ocean. If they knew how dangerous it was, he says, maybe they would not take the risk. In Mauritania, he says Malians must be better informed about the dangers and better prevented from trying the ocean crossing. As for Spain, he says there are some Spanish nationals who are accomplices in illegal immigration, who play down the risks of the trip, to get money from people desperate for what they hope will be a better life in Europe. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.